can't lie. I kind of missed out on that show the other night.
I know. Yeah,
I know. Kind of life right now. I openly admit it. I don't know nothing due to saying. But man.
It looked like a movie at the Golden 1 Center on Tuesday. Bad Bunny.
I just would have been excited because everybody else was excited.
I would have been like, remember that time on Joe Budden, they was talking about like all the songs that you like be singing to and just be making sounds, but you don't know the words? Oh, no, it's on.
Done that for 3 hours. Stilo and KC here on 102.5 KS.
I don't know.
3 hours, man. We've been lit, though. Dude, I would have been on every IG video out there. It's 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B, Corners of the Culture, coming up here in a heartbeat. Plus, coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we've got that keyword you need to take to over to KSFM.com and enter to win tickets to see Mariah Carey in Las Vegas next month.
And we've got Kevin Gates tickets. No keyword for that. You just need to listen for us to give you that cue to call. You already know the deal. When you hear that cue to call, we're going to be looking for caller number 9 to 916-909-1025 for your chance to see Kevin Gates. I saw a Kevin Gates gift last night after the Kings beat the Lakers. Boy, he was talking about what he did. Him and a woman. It's just, come on, man. Right. Come on, Kevin.
See you live.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Yo.
The latest news in hip-hop and R&B. It's Corners of the Culture.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
This is a little bit of a follow-up to the conversation we had yesterday regarding Russell Simmons and Usher. Joe Budden has weighed in on this conversation. We covered the reaction to Usher spending some time in Bali with Def Jam founder and accused serial abuser, Russell Simmons. And I posed the question, what is the responsibility of those closest to Russell Simmons or anyone in this situation? Remember, Simmons has publicly and by all accounts, privately denied any wrongdoing. So if someone you know is telling you that they didn't do anything, how are you supposed to feel? Joe Budden told us how he felt. And I quote, they love Russell Simmons. I know y'all don't want to say it. Y'all don't want to admit it. I know people seen whatever doc they seen. People believe what they believe. There's nothing y'all can do to make people stop loving Russell Simmons. Not a thing in the world, not a thing in the universe is going to make people stop loving Russell Simmons for as many lives as he impacted. I love Joe, but man, that feels like a stretch. Russell Simmons literally moved out of the country 6 years ago when these allegations hit hyperdrive, and it wasn't one allegation. I don't even think it was two allegations. I don't even think it was three. As a matter of fact, a new one popped up last week. But it's fascinating, the conversation surrounding Russell Simmons versus the conversation, say, surrounding Robert Kelly. Continue to weigh in on this over at D1KC or at 1025KSFM across our various social media platforms, and stay caught up on everything going on in and around hip-hop with Corners of the Culture Monday through Friday right here on D1KC.
Latest from SZA.
My girl.
Jeez.
She's going to be here in a little bit.
Talk about it. Come talk about it. Soul Bloom, baby. Let's go. It's D-Lo and KC here. 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. That keyword that you're going to need to take over to KSFM.com to see Mariah Carey live in Las Vegas, the Emancipation of Mimi celebration.
Yes.
That's coming up right near the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Give us like maybe plus 2 minutes, plus 3 minutes, but right near the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to give you that keyword you need to take over to KSFM.com.
We got Kevin Gates at the Regency Ballroom as well, March 29th. We got tickets for that. You're going to be listening for us to give you the cue to call. When you hear that cue to call, you call the number 9 and 916-909-1025.
We didn't get to talk about this as much yesterday. I brought it back today because Joe Budden brought it up on his podcast. But Usher caught some flack for being in Bali and spending some time with Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons did a lengthy Instagram post. It's wild. Russell Simmons still posting. I didn't know till like 2 days ago. Diddy was still posting on Instagram.
Yeah, Diddy.
He just turned the comments off.
Yeah, Diddy.
He was outside too.
Post his daughter on there. So
he posted Kim like 3 days after. It was like, hey,
yeah, man, just relax.
Hey, don't do that.
Just relax.
Don't do that. Yeah. But yeah, he's still posting. I'm gonna be fully transparent. I haven't thought of Russell Simmons past the discussion about hip-hop in years. He's been in Bali for like six. Usher was out there with him. Russell Simmons did this long post about it, which Kimora caught wind of. Just going to leave that alone. Search it out for yourself if you want to. And then Joe Budden brought it up on the podcast talking about they love Russell Simmons. I know y'all don't want to say it. Y'all don't want to admit it. If you know people who've seen whatever doc they've seen, people believe whatever they believe. There's nothing y'all can do to make people stop loving Russell Simmons. That's what Joe Budden said.
Okay.
And Usher caught heat for it. The question I asked, though, is if Russell Simmons has maintained his innocence, publicly or privately, and I'm not here to determine whether he's innocent or not, what's the responsibility of those close to him? As he's saying the same thing privately that he's saying publicly, like, what is Usher's responsibility? Like, Usher can't talk to him no more? Like, if you're close with... Right. Obviously, Joe has feelings towards Russell Simmons.
Right.
You can't talk to him no more? Like, how do you... What's the responsibility of those close to him?
It's tough, man, because if Russell Simmons tells Usher or anybody else he's innocent of all the things he's been accused of, that doesn't mean he's innocent, right? You know what I mean? Like, and it could be, you know, it may be insensitive to the victims,
right,
if he really did do that. The one thing that I would say if I was, you know, if Russell Simmons was my friend or my mentor or something like that is, you know, I don't know one way or another what happened. I'm listening to this guy that I've known for 20, 30 years. He's telling me with every fiber in his bone, he didn't do any of this. I'm gonna be there for him. I'm gonna hang out for him. That doesn't mean I'm gonna have to run out and tell everybody he's innocent. I don't know that. I'm not gonna do that. But if he asks, hey,
which neither Usher nor Russell Simmons did.
Right, exactly.
Joe Budden did.
Yeah, but if he's like, yo, man, you know, come kick it for the weekend or something like that, I think I would go.
Do you have to make the declaration, fam? I'm gonna come see you. I'm gonna need you to keep me off social media.
Maybe so.
Which is tough. Like, it's tough.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like Usher keeps getting caught up in stuff that maybe he doesn't. Like, they don't really have nothing to do with him. Yeah.
And Russell's got to know that. Russell's got to know. Look, I'm a little toxic right now. I'm not gonna put my mans out there like that to look a certain way.
We'll come back. We got that keyword from Mariah Carey on the way.